dari Washington DC, Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge dari Washington DC, dari dunia hiburan ada kabar terbaru seputar penyanyi Sam Smith. Langsung aja kita simak bersama Lea Johannes.
Album terbaru Sam Smith, The Thrill of It All, berada di puncak daftar album Billboard 200. Ini merupakan album pertama Smith yang berhasil menduduki daftar tersebut. Saat pembuatan album, Smith mengatakan ia kini lebih memahami dirinya sejak tahun 2014 dan itu tercermin lewat lagu-lagu dalam album terbarunya.
I had a rough idea of what things that I wanted to say before I went to the studio and wanted to write about. I knew that I wanted this album to be more personal than my first one and I wanted to show more of my personality in it because I think with the first one, all you got to know was the love side of me that was longing for love and to be loved back. Whereas with this album, I wanted you to know a little bit about where I stand politically, about my relationship with myself. You know, a lot of this album is about me and me and how I didn't like myself a lot when I was making this record and how I can be my worst enemy.
Sam Smith ternyata merasa lebih nyaman mengeluarkan isi hatinya lewat lagu dibandingkan menjadi pusat perhatian dunia. Ia merasa tidak dapat mengendalikan dirinya saat mendapat nominasi untuk Spectre, lagu film pendukung James Bond pada tahun 2015.
Towards the end of my promo runs with Bond and stuff, I was losing my mind after the Oscars. Like, I just needed to get back to normal life because I wasn't enjoying it. It wasn't real life to me.
Ketika album terbarunya The Thrill of It All dirilis, ia dilanda rasa panik karena kembali menjadi pusat perhatian.
And then when the album got released in London, the last 3 days have just been mad. And I had a bit of a freak out. Like, it really scares me. I get really upset. Because it was literally overnight. As soon as the album came out, everyone is recognizing me again. And I just feel, it just scares me. I get scared. But I think that's good. And I go back into my family and friends. And it's whenever the fame stuff gets mad again, I just remind myself what I am. I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter. I'm here to make music.
Bagaimana ia mengatasi rasa paniknya itu? Untunglah Smith memiliki keluarga dan teman-teman yang dapat membantunya memulihkan rasa paniknya itu. Saya Lea Johannes dari Studio VOA di Washington DC.
Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge, tanpa dirasa sudah tiba waktunya kami berdua pamit langsung dari Washington DC.
Iya, jangan lupa untuk menyimak terus VOA Executive Lounge yang bisa diakses melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Juga kunjungi Facebook kami untuk berita-berita terbaru, terus Instagram @voarantau.
Iya, baiklah, terima kasih atas perhatian Anda. Dari VOA di Washington DC, saya Dania Iman.
Dan saya Aliona Arifin mengucapkan sampai jumpa lagi.
Sukses! With you all the way.
Bye.